This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Businesses in Colorado still have to maintain 6 feet of physical distancing, but starting today, the state is no longer mandating capacity limits. Some restrictions are still in place locally, especially in Metro Denver and the Mountain Resort communities. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The overall approach is shifting in the state from one where a state government will order you to stay safe to where local governments are taking the lead or leaving it up to you to protect yourself and others around you.
COVID-19 cases have risen in Colorado recently. The state health department encourages people to remain vigilant, get tested if they've been exposed to the virus. The Colorado Avalanche's next 3 hockey games are being postponed because of positive COVID-19 tests among players. Team officials have not said exactly who tested positive. The Avs will miss games against the Los Angeles Kings and the St. Louis Blues. No makeup dates have been announced. The Avalanche will reopen its facility next week. CDOT will run transit shuttles up the I-70 corridor starting later this year, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Shuttles will stop in downtown Denver, the Federal Center near Lakewood, in Frisco, Vail, and other stops along traffic-choked I-70. They'll run hourly on peak travel days. And rides will be pretty cheap. CDOT says a one-way ticket from Denver to Frisco will run about $14. The agency says the service will help take cars off the road and give people more options to get into the high country. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This is CPR.